Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's good to have you with us. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to Psalm 104. Actually, we read half of it last time, but we want to look at, it's a nature psalm. It talks about nature. So environmental activists don't have to worry. God created everything. He's going to care for everything. He's got everything under control. So it is just a beautiful psalm. So you can follow along. We'll pick up in verse 19. He made the moon for the seasons. The sun knows the place of its setting. You appoint darkness, and it becomes night, in which all beasts of the forest prowl about. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. When the sun rises, they withdraw and lie down in their dens. Man goes forth to his work and to his labor until evening. O Lord, how many are your works? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. There is the sea, great and broad, in which are swarms without number, animals both small and great. There the ships move along, the Leviathan, which you have formed to sport in it. They all wait for you, to give them their food in due season. You give to them, they gather it up. You open your hand, they are satisfied with good. You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take away their spirit, they expire and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. Let the glory of the Lord endure forever. Let the Lord be glad in his works. He looks at the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Let my meditation be pleasing to him. As for me, I shall be glad in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Father, we do give you thanksgiving. We give you honor. We give you praise this morning. Lord, we lift you on high through our worship. Lord, and most of all, the attitude of our hearts, the meditation of our mind, Lord, we lift up to your throne that we might love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Lord, we know that we really don't have naturally that capacity. So we ask for the Holy Spirit to come in a powerful way, Lord, and lead us deeper into the heart of our loving God and our true Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, we love you, we praise you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy upon all of us. So have your way this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Your Oh, this morning, declaring your goodness in this place, declaring that you are faithful, Lord, and we're so grateful. We lift you high this morning. Away. Your love fasting. that you love us beyond what we're able to comprehend. So we praise you, we lift you high. Amen. Would you all stand with us?
Darkness, you shine. Oh, out of the ashes we